USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robert Walensky.
You know, it's not been anything that I've been out advocating for. You know, my life changed over the last 24 hours when Nick Ayers decided not to do it, and there was a story out there that I was on a list. You know, I can say this. It's going to be the president's decision.
You're listening to North Carolina Congressman Republican Mark Meadows, a guest on The Story with Martha McCallum on Fox News. He's asked if he's been contacted by President Trump to be the new chief of staff as the president weighs his options to replace John Kelly, who's leaving at the end of the year.
A lot of well-qualified candidates. And at the end of the day, it's who's going to serve him best and serve this country best. Right now, I've got a great job in representing the people of Western North Carolina. I'm going to continue to do that. And yet, at the same time, you know, there needs to be someone to support this president and making sure that we indeed make America great again.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty Health Share at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
And three people killed in a pre-Christmas snowstorm. One man dies as a tree falls on his truck in the Chapel Hill area of North Carolina. Taking a look now at your money on Wall Street, the Dow gains 34 points, the Nasdaq up 51, and the S&P 500 up 4. A look now at who Time Magazine picking for Person of the Year. USA Radio's Rick Vincent with the story.
Seven-member Korean boy band BTS has won the online readers' poll for Time's Person of the Year, beating out other artists, world leaders, and politicians. Planet Earth narrowly trailed BTS in the poll. With millions of votes cast, BTS outpaced Planet Earth by 0.12%. The Thai cave divers finished third. Other top finishers, the South Korean president, undocumented children, former First Lady Michelle Obama, the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia, and Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh accuser Christine Blasey Ford. Time's choice for 2018 Person of the Year will be revealed Tuesday on NBC's Today Show. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A group of environmental protesters on Capitol Hill. USA Radio's Tim Berg with the story.
Environmental protesters were on Capitol Hill pushing for what they're dubbing the new Green Deal.
Former California Assemblyman Republican Chuck DeVore tells Fox News this is not a good deal for you.
I think that in America, though, with this Green New Deal, you're going to see indirect taxation. In other words, more subsidies, more taxes, more mandates and regulations. You're going to see more cost for fuel, and it's going to really hit the working poor and the middle class the most.
Military news now. It turns out some U.S. soldiers who've been stationed at the southern border will be coming home for the holidays. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story.
There have been roughly 5,400 active duty troops stationed along the border in recent weeks, installing wire barriers and protecting Border Patrol agents in California, Arizona, and Texas. Now, Pentagon officials say the active duty troops will begin leaving the southern border this week. The number of forces there will be going down to at least 3,000 by the holidays. President Trump having ordered the deployment of the troops in response to the caravan of Central American migrants that were moving towards the U.S. border. The number of migrants has been declining, and the military has finished much of the wire barrier placement that they began weeks ago. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robert Walensky.